With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. For believers, the season of Lent ushers in a 40-day period of introspection and self-examination in preparation for Holy Week and Easter, one of the most solemn periods in the church year. So on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to sacred choral and organ music that reflects this period, while also marking the annual celebration of the Welsh patron saint, St. David, on March 1st. We'll begin with reflective and powerful organ music of Herbert Howells. His first set of three rhapsodies was published during the first years of World War I. The first of these, in D-flat major, creates a wonderful musical arc, beginning quietly, with steadily building musical tension, only to return to the meditative quality of the opening as it concludes. Organist Owen Park plays the organ of Coventry Cathedral.
Thank you.
Owen Park performed the Rhapsody in D-flat major, Opus 17, No. 1, by Herbert Howells. He played the Harrison & Harrison organ at Coventry Cathedral. Richard Prue composed a processional hymn for Lent based on the text of Psalm 130, "Out of the depths have I called unto thee, O Lord." It is accompanied by handbells and conveys the austerity of the season through the supple lines of chant. Brady Knapp leads the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Processional Hymn for Lent, based on Psalm 130, as set by Richard Prue. The choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston was directed by Brady Knapp. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. From its title, the poem Morning Glory, Starlit Sky sounds like a hymn of celebration of creation. Its theme is about the gifts of God, though its subtitle, Love's Endeavor, Love's Expense, taken from the end of the second stanza, leads us to meditate on God's greatest gift and the sacrifice of Christ. It's a beautiful text, and we'll hear it in a lovely setting by Barry Rose. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral.
Thank you.
Morning Glory, Starlit Sky, setting a poem by W.H. Vanstone. The music was by Barry Rose and was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directed. The text of the motet Salvator Mundi, Savior of the World, comes from an antiphon for Good Friday. Or a musical setting by John Blow, who grew up as a chorister at the Chapel Royal before becoming organist of Westminster Abbey in 1668. He served there until his illustrious pupil, Henry Purcell, took over 11 years later. He eventually returned to Westminster Abbey to succeed Purcell following his early death. We'll hear the choir of Yorkminster sing, led by Robert Sharp. Robert Sharp led the choir of York Minster in the motet Salvator Mundi by John Blow as we continue our observance of the first Sunday in Lent. Isaac Watt's powerful text from 1707, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," also speaks of Christ's sacrifice on the cross, but focuses more on the personal implications of that sacrifice for the believer. We'll listen to a setting for treble voices composed by Malcolm Archer and performed by the St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir. Mary Wanamaker Huff conducts with Nancy Ann Perella at the organ. When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, as set by Malcolm Archer. The St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir from New York sang under the direction of Mary Huff. Nancy Ann Perella accompanied. The organ music of Johannes Brahms often has a thoughtful, sometimes almost melancholy feel to it, partly as a result of the themes he chose to feature. It also clearly shows his respect and reverence for the music of Bach, especially in the chorale preludes and in his fugal writing. We'll listen to a chorale prelude and fugue on the chorale O Traurigkeit, O Herzeleid, O Darkest Woe, O Heart's Pain, which points toward the Passion. Joan Lippincott performs on the Taylor and Booty organ in Bower Chapel, located in Naples, Florida. Music of Johannes Brahms. Organist Joan Lippincott played the chorale prelude and fugue on O Traurigkeit, O Herzeleid on the Taylor & Booty organ at Bower Chapel in Naples, Florida. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Lamentations of Jeremiah figure prominently in the readings often heard during the season of Lent. Setting a portion of the second chapter, we'll hear a motet by Osbert Parsley, a contemporary of Thomas Tallis from the mid to late 16th century. He most likely composed these lamentations for use during Lent at Norwich Cathedral, where he was a lay clerk until his death. The Lamentations by Osbert Parsley are sung by the gentlemen of Durham Cathedral Choir, conducted by James Lancelot.
Let's go.
James Lancelot led the gentlemen of the Durham Cathedral Choir in The Lamentations by Osbert Parsley. Several phrases from the Lamentations of Jeremiah were the inspiration for Thomas Chisholm to write his hymn text, Great is Thy Faithfulness, in 1923. Chisholm was a teacher and journalist before becoming a Methodist minister in Kentucky. The composer of the tune Faithfulness, William Runyon, was also a Methodist minister and writer of a fair amount of sacred music. He composed the tune specifically for this hymn after Chisholm sent this and several other texts to him for his consideration. We'll hear an arrangement by Tom Trenny, who leads the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Great is Thy Faithfulness, with text by Thomas Chisholm, tune by William Runyon, and an arrangement by Tom Trenny. The choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church sang. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We'll take a slight turn in the program to acknowledge and celebrate St. David's Day, which occurs annually on March 1st. St. David is the patron saint of Wales, having served as Bishop of Manoa, now called St. David's, in the 6th century. So he was one of the early saints of the church. The Welsh have long been known for their hearty love of group singing over the past centuries, especially that of hymns, and they're still a singing people and gather for great singing festivals in Wales and in other places. There's a very active group of Welsh enthusiasts and those of Welsh heritage in North America, and they hold annual festivals including multiple hours of group singing, known as Gaman Fagani. From the 2017 North American Festival of Wales held in Rochester, New York, we'll hear three hymns from live recordings of the more than 600 gathered amateur singers. You'll occasionally hear a verbal prompt from their leader to sing in either Welsh or English, with great care taken to illustrate the text in the singing. David Enlow accompanies and Myron Walters conducts as we listen to three Welsh hymn tunes, Diadem, Sandon, and Cwm Rhondda. Music for St. David's Day on With Heart and Voice.
Cadenet.
Thank you.
Paul Mons played his own improvisation on the Welsh hymn tune Cwm Rhondda, and earlier we heard the 600-plus gathered amateur singers of the North American Festival of Wales sing three hymns to the tunes Cwm Rhondda, Sandon, and Beginning with Diadem. Marwyn Walters conducted and David Enlow played the organ. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate St. David's Day and to mark the beginning of the season of Lent. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.